is a voice that comes out of heaven every day and calling you and telling you to wake up. But you're not listening. You're too busy in your nonsense. And I understand you. You're not the only one. But you still have hope. Still have hope. Hope. I'll tell you why. Because all of the difficulties and all of the stress and all of the sorrow and all of the suffering in this world are only coming by the power of imagination. They are not really threatening on you. What that is threatening on you is your sadness and your despair. This is the only thing that really can destroy something in your life. If you will decide, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not giving up to my fears, in that moment you became immortal. No one can kill you. You will live forever. There was a righteous man. His name was the Baal HaSulam. And he said that to live eternal life with the Creator, it means to accept the Creator's private, personal supervision on you forever. Means that if you suffer now, if you accept on yourself that you're ready to suffer with Hashem Yitbarach like that forever, you live eternal life. But if you refuse to accept it, and you argue, and you say, no, I can't stand that sorrow. It cannot happen in our family. I can't bear it anymore. She's disgracing me. I can't handle that poverty. Not anymore. So you're a dead person. You're done, you're finished, you're suffering, you'd rather to die. That's what you feel. But if you choose to live your life with Hashem, and you say to Hashem, Yitbarach, I'm with you. What can you do to me, really? In what you're going to threaten on me? That you're going to kill me? Okay, and now what? Now I'm dead with you in heaven, so you think I'm going to change, I'm going to be different, it's going to be different. I'm going to be who that I am in heaven. What, you're going to take my house? Okay, so I'm going to serve you without a house. What, you're going to take my family? Okay, so I'm going to serve you without my family. There was a group of Jews that during the Holocaust, the Nazis came and took the women and children in one of the Aktiot. They took the women and children. So the men, they lost their minds. Like their life just went away from in front of their eyes. They didn't know what to do. All of their children, all of their wives, all of their daughters, everyone gone. Don't know if they're ever going to see them again. Rumors from every place, from every direction, worse and worse. So they came to their rabbi and they asked him, what should we do? How can we continue? So he said, we need to do what that King David did. That it's written on David HaMelech, on King David, that when they went to fight one of the wars, David was the commander of 400 soldiers, and they went to fight. When they came back to their camp, they saw that the Amalekites, the Amalek, the Nazis of that generation, came and kidnapped all of their wives and children. So it's written that the warriors, the soldiers of King David were very upset on him. Why are we fighting for him, following after his crazy advice? Every time he tells us to go in a war, we're going, and here look what happened. Now we lost our wives, we lost all of our children. So it's written on David HaMelech that he was about to lose his mind. He didn't know what to do. He also felt very bad with himself. But then the verse is saying, Vayitchazek David b'Hashem Elokav. He was strengthening himself with Hashem, his God. There was nothing else in the world that could give him power. Just only the fact that Hashem Yitbarach, he was the one that was supervising on him and brought him to that situation. And then that rabbi explained to his people. He told them, David HaMelech was serving with his soldiers. They were all serving Hashem Yitbarach with wives and with children. But when they lost their wives and children, they kept on serving Hashem Yitbarach without their wives and children. This is what it means to strengthen yourself with Hashem. That even if you lost your wife or children, even if you lost your ability to learn, you lost your ability to walk, you lost all of your money, you lost the happiness of your life, you haven't lost Hashem. If you will choose to reconnect yourself from the worst despair of them all, from the lowest place in the world, back to Hashem. If you will choose to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, you will have Hashem Yitbarach with you. And then King David told his people, let's go and chase Amalekites. And they went and they fought with them and they brought back all of the women and all of the children. So you see that they had that power to bring down miracles to the world, miracles that are impossible. But things that are impossible are only impossible when you don't have Hashem Yitbarach with you. But when you have Hashem Yitbarach with you, nothing in this world is impossible. There is no one thing in the world that is impossible. Because Hashem Yitbarach is able to bring down to the world any salvation that you need. And there is nothing that Hashem cannot do. Just the question is if you believe in Hashem or not. If you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, in the Creator, the one that made heaven and earth, you will believe that you can bring out babies from the wall if needed. There was a righteous man that lived in Tel Aviv. His name was Rabbi Yehuda Leon Patilon. He was a painter, he was a hidden righteous man. And he had a hole in his wall, a tiny hole in the size of a fist. And people asked him, what is that hole? So he said, once I was in my house and someone was knocking at the door and I opened my house and there was a poor person asking for charity. And he asked for money. So I told him, wait 1 minute, and I closed the door. And I was completely lost because I knew that I don't have money. And I was not able to send him away without giving him charity. And I was walking from one side to the other in the room and I knew that I don't have even where to look for money. And with that sorrow, I put my hand on the wall and I was crying to Hashem Yitbarach. And I just put my hand on the wall. And I said, please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me. I must have money to give that poor person. Don't let me send him empty-handed. Please, please, Ribono Shel Olam. And he said, and I just took back my hand from the wall and I had coins in my hand. And from that day and on, every time I need money, I go to the wall and I'm taking money from the wall. So, you can choose not to believe it. And you can even hold the other opinion of one of my students from Bat Yam in Israel that he told me, he was a neighbor of the ATM, right? The wall was the same wall of the ATM from the other side, right? The answer is no. There was a person, he was the gabbai of another righteous man. And that unfortunately, I cannot remember his name right now. Baruch Mazkir Nishkachot. And that helper was every month struggling with finding the money for the rent for the yeshiva. And one time he came to the rabbi with fantastic news that today is the first of the month and they need to pay rent. It was 5,000 shekels and they didn't have one shekel to pay. In those days, 5,000 shekels, like to rent a whole place, a whole yeshiva, huge rent. So the rabbi told him, what do you want me to do? I don't have money. So he told him, the helper, please, but we must find a solution for that. Every time we're suffering, every month, we're like, and today it's the first, we must pay. We don't have money. So the rabbi was, he was in sorrow, but he didn't have a solution. He told him, look, I don't have money. He showed him his pockets, said, I don't know how to give you. And then he said, the only thing, and he lifted his hand like that in the air, he said, the only thing that I can do is to ask for Hashem Yitbarach to give me. And then he said, please, Rabbi Sholam, give him the money. And then he gave the helper 5,000 shekels, and the helper took the 5,000 shekels and went with it and told him, oh, amazing, thank you, Arav, and he went. And suddenly he stopped and he ran away, ran back to the rabbi, and he's asking him, Arav, what just happened? You told me you don't have money. You emptied your pockets and you show me that you don't have money. And then you said I can only ask for Hashem Yitbarach, and I saw that you lift your empty hands to heaven, and then when after you asked for money, you said, here, take the 5,000 shekels, and you gave me the money. So the rabbi asked him, so what are you asking? Means, what's your question? The question is, if I believe in those miracles or if I don't. The fact that you can choose not to live with miracles and to live under the guidings of nature, under the rules of nature, it's your free choice. But if you will choose not to surrender yourself to nature, and you will choose to throw yourself to the water, to throw yourself to the fire for Hashem Yitbarach, then by doing that, you will open that gate for wonders and for miracles to happen in your life. If always, because of your stress, what's going to happen in the first of the month, you will always run to work and to complete the hours until you're going to have the right amount, you will never going to have that opportunity to see the wonders of Hashem Yitbarach, how He's going to give you the whole amount in one day in the end of the month. So you can always say, look, but I was standing in that situation, I couldn't see no miracles. So I'm going to ask you, are you sure that you prayed enough? Are you sure that you were really throwing yourself on Hashem Yitbarach? Maybe you were throwing yourself on your sadness and your despair and being insulted from Hashem and choosing to be disappointed from Hashem. The one that counts on Hashem, only kindness surrounds him. In every direction that, to every direction that he will look, he will see the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. I saw those miracles thousands of times in my life. Rav Shalom Arush told me once, he's my rabbi, I was learning with him for 12 years in his yeshiva. He told me once, you are the man of miracles in all that connected to money. Why he told me that? Because I was following his advice that he taught me to follow Hashem and to count on Hashem and to throw myself on prayers and trust in Hashem completely. That's how I saw miracles. That's how I bought my first house. In his book, Forest Fields, page 300 and something, he's got a story over there that describes how I bought my house. It's a story on me. My name is not written over there. But the story is about me. To make a very long story short, I came to Rav Shalom and I told him, Rav, we're not handling very good with Parnasa. We don't have enough income to pay our expenses. And we need miracles. We don't know what to do. So he told me, so maybe it's time to buy a house. So I told him, Rav, what are you talking about? We're talking now about my rent. I'm not able to pay rent. Of course, my wife, she wants me to buy a house. For months, she's saying to me, buy a house, let's buy a house, let's buy a house. But I'm Avrech Kolel. I'm learning in Yeshiva. Not making enough money to pay my own rent. Not talking about the expenses. Every day I work afternoon until the middle of the night. How are we going to buy a house? So he said, Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. Do you think that the hand of Hashem Yitbarach is short? Cannot give you whatever you need? So I told him, okay, so what do you suggest? So he said, go and do 6 hours in Bodedut. That's Rav Shalom advice, very famous advice, to go and do 6 hours in Bodedut. So I told him, and then I'll buy a house. He said, yes, it's a guarantee. Do 6 hours and it will be answered. So I went and I did 6 hours in Bodedut and nothing happened. And then I came to Rav Shalom and I told him, Rav, what I'm going to do? He said, do another six. Told him, and I'm going to buy a house. He said, yes, for sure. If you're counting on Hashem, you'll see miracles. We're talking about maybe 10 years ago. And I put all of my power on prayers. And we didn't have money from the families to help us to buy the house. And we didn't have, I was not even working that the bank will approve my mortgage. We didn't have nothing that was about to happen for us to buy that house. And I was just going every day to do another 6 hours in Bodedut because I realized that that's my only hope, that that is my only way to buy a house. Just for a moment, I'll tell you another story. A friend of mine from the same place asked Arav, after Arav was talking about doing 6 hours and buying your own house, and you went and asked Arav, if I'll do 6 hours, I'll buy a house. He told him, yes. So he said, okay, Arav, I'm going. He told him, go. He went. He came back after 6 hours and a minute and told him, Arav, I did. Where is my house? You think that it's rude, I'm asking you? That's wisdom. That's simplicity. That's the will of Hashem, that he will be innocent. So the Rav told him, you'll have the house, don't worry, it's yours. He told him, okay, where I can find it. Told him, you want to rush the process, you want to find the house faster? He said, yes. He said, okay, go do another six. So that friend, a good friend of mine, went and did another 6 hours, came in a day later, day next, told him, Rav, okay, what I'm going to do? He said, you'll find your house, I promise to you, don't worry. If you will now think to yourself that those are the miracles of Rav Shalom Arush, so you have a problem in your faith. And I appreciate Rav Shalom, I admire Rav Shalom, I love Rav Shalom. I was a helper of Rav Shalom for 12 years of my life. I gave my life to Rav Shalom. I was praying hundreds of hours for my life on Rav Shalom. For longer than 1.5 years of my life, I was praying for him half an hour every day, every day. And I was doing 6 hours on him when he was sick for long, long weeks, every day, 6 hours on him. I illustrated all of his children's books. I gave my life to him. I gave my life to his yeshiva. If you think that those are the miracles of Rav Shalom Arush, you're wrong. Those are the miracles of the people that are counting on Hashem. Hashem is answering the prayers, not Rav Shalom Arush. Hashem is answering your prayers. Rav Shalom can open your eyes to believe in Hashem. I can open your eyes to believe in Hashem. The one that accepts your prayers and answers them is Hashem Yitbarach, Oseh Nifla'ot, Gdolot Levado, Ki Le'olam Chasdo. He is the only one that makes the wonders, because His kindness is forever, is for good, is great. The righteous people, they have the power to open our eyes and to guide us to count on Hashem. When we're doing it, we're being answered. We're being answered. After I bought the house, I needed to fix the house. I bought the house. I got the money. In miracles beyond this world, things that you can't believe, I had to fix the house. And I was lack of $15,000 to fix the house. We had to do a lot of fixing in that house. And the building contractor told me, if you're not going to pay me the rest, the $15,000, by tomorrow, I cannot continue. And like, no tiles in the house, no toilets in the, like, you cannot stop, but you cannot pay, so you're stuck. So I didn't know what to do. There was no one to call to. There was no one to ask from. No bank will give me nothing. So I looked at my wife and I told her, do you know I love you? She said yes. I told her, do you know I love my children? She said yes. I told her, so believe me that I don't want to leave you alone right now. I want to stay here with you. But I must go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and to pray for our salvation, because I can't see no other way for us to be redeemed. So she said, okay. And I went to the car and I drove to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And I'm driving from Jerusalem, 3 hours drive to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And I'm just begging, please Hashem, you think it's the miracles of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? No. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is waking up your heart to count on Hashem, like that he was counting on Hashem. The wonders are the wonders that Hashem is doing for each and every one of us, the individuals, that He loves us an unconditional love, endless, great love, with no measures, with no terms, love with no limits. And I'm crying to Hashem Yitbarach and I'm saying, I must have those $15,000, 50,000 shekels, that it's something like $15,000. And I'm begging to Him. And then while I'm driving, and I'm close to Tveria, 2 hours drive already, and then I'm saying to myself, do you know what you're asking? You're asking to find yourself in one of those stories that are written on one of those hidden righteous people, that he went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and he needed 50,000 shekels, and then while he was crying on the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, some old person came to him and called him and gave him a suitcase, a big thick envelope with so much, exactly the same. I said, are you realizing that this is what you're asking? Are you crazy? Let's say that it's going to happen to you. You know, that those are my thoughts while driving, while asking for my salvation. Let's say that it's going to happen to you. You know what's going to happen to your arrogance if that's going to happen to you? You're going to stand over there with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and then an old person with a white beard will come to you and will give you an envelope with 50,000 shekels. You know how arrogant you're going to be to receive that envelope? So Hashem for sure not going to do that to you. And then I realized that I don't even have the vessels to be redeemed. I cannot handle the salvation. If I will receive my salvation now, that's it, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm lost for good, that's it. I know, I'm righteous. Me and the Baba Sali can eat on the same table, everything is perfect, can put our names in the same book, perfect. It's not going to happen. It's going to destroy my life. It's not going to save me. Hashem not going to do that to me, to give me those 50,000 shekels that I need to receive. I think I was the most humble person in the world when I reached Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Like, I know it's not going to happen. That's how I came. And that was the vessel to receive the blessing. I came back home maybe at 4:30 a.m. dead, broken, tired, sad, depressed, after, like, I don't know which semi-trailer drove on and off me like 1,000 times. I was was dead. I fell asleep, so depressed and so sad. 7:30 a.m., I received a phone call from a person that really cares about me. And that person asked me, so what are you doing with your salvation? You got the money? So I said, no, unfortunately not. So she said, okay, I'm on my way to Jerusalem and I'm going to give you the money. And there was no chance in the world that that person will give me the money. I never asked her to give me the money. I never asked her to give me that money. I was just 1 week before told her that I need the money for that date. And I know that that person doesn't have money. And that person took a loan. And it was humiliating me to receive the help from her because she was poor. But I didn't have a choice. And Hashem helped that I paid her back slowly, slowly with time. But for that morning, I received my salvation. I had the money. And not only that I had the money, I was also very humble. So Hashem Yitbarach, He took my salvation and gave it to me exactly in the way that I was able to receive it without destroying my closeness to Him, my humility. This is what that happens to us in life. This is how we cannot recognize the supervision of the Creator in our life, because I was working for that money and it came. And I was talking to that person and then he helped me. But the truth is that it's all the loving kindness of the Creator. It's that merciful hand of Hashem that is playing with the world behind the curtains. And He is moving everyone to your direction. And He is supplying everything to you. And the only thing that will set if you will be redeemed or not is your will. If you will decide that no matter what you're going to go through in life, you will achieve your goals, you're not going to back off, you're not going to surrender, you will receive your salvation. You will be answered, you're not going to die, you're going to live eternal life with the Creator. There was a righteous man that his kid was very sick. He went to the doctors told him, your son got a huge tumor in his brain. There is no surgery in the world that can heal him. There is nothing to do. Those words of the doctors to that righteous man, there is nothing that we can do, there is nothing to do, upset that righteous man so much, because those were words of heretic against Hashem. There is nothing that can be done. It's not true. Hashem can heal. Hashem, He is Rofe Cholam Yisrael. So he went home, spoke with his wife, and they decided together to sell their house. They sold their house. They divided the money to three equal amounts. And they gave it to three righteous people that they, those two righteous people, believed that they are the most righteous people of that generation. They gave the money of their house as a pidyon nefesh to redeem their child from that tumor in his brain. And they didn't took their kid anymore to no hospital, to see no doctor. And that kid lives and lives and lives. Today he's over 60. That kid that couldn't make it. The power of Hashem Yitbarach is complete. The ability of Hashem Yitbarach, of the Creator, to create reality, to supply miracles and wonders, and to give you whatever you need and whatever is required for you to accomplish the goal of your life, to be close to Hashem, Hashem will supply. Hashem will give. Just you need to open your will, your heart. You need to show to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm ready. I'm surrendering myself to you. I'm following you in faith. Situations that cannot be solved. Problems that no one can answer. situations that are so complex that you cannot even start discussing with someone on how to solve them. Hashem can solve them in a minute. It depends only in how much you're preparing yourself for your salvation, how much you are ready to sacrifice for Hashem. It doesn't mean that in every situation you need to give out your house. It doesn't mean that in every situation you need to travel to Eretz Israel, to the holy places, and to pray on the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You need to see what for you means to count on Hashem. You need to check about yourself what Hashem wants from you. Sometimes it's to take your head down in an argument. Sometimes it's to give more for charity. Sometimes it's to learn more Torah. Sometimes it's to go with your wife to the supermarket instead of sitting and learning Torah. Sometimes it's to sit with your children and to learn with them. Sometimes it's to know that you should take your family to a vacation in Miami instead of sending them to school. You need to check what's going on inside of you and to count on your inner voice, on the guidings that Hashem Yitbarach, the Creator Himself, is guiding you. That's what you need to look for. And if you will count on that, on Hashem, on your Creator, on who that is God for you in your life, because I can explain to you on my faith and it won't speak to you necessarily on all of your aspects in life. Maybe you met Hashem Yitbarach in different situations. Maybe you're counting and serving Hashem Yitbarach in different ways than I. Maybe you felt that Hashem Yitbarach was supporting you and helping you and shining upon you in different situations than in mine. You need to follow your own heart. And you need to believe in yourself that what that you're going through in your life, this is how that God is showing Himself on your life. So one will count on Hashem in prayers to go and pray and pray and pray. One will count on Hashem Yitbarach and will give charity. One will uproot his life and go and live in the Holy Land of Israel. One will get married. One will decide to go and dedicate his life to Torah or to grace or to kindness or to do whatever. Everyone needs to listen to the inner voice and to believe in himself. We have many, many situations in life that we feel like we don't know what to do, but we are not sure how we're going to solve the problems. You should know that you cannot solve your problems unless Hashem will help you to solve them. As long as you will try with your bare hands to solve problems, you won't make it. Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Eino Yacholo, unless God will help you, will interfere, you won't beat the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the power of imagination of that world. Only when Hashem will come down from Mount Sinai, from heaven, to show you the truth, to redeem you, to open the Red Sea for you, to win the Egyptians for you, to redeem you from the Amalekites, from all of your doubts, from all of your weaknesses, to fight the Midianim for you, to attack all of the enemies, to reject the Romans and whoever that comes to fight with you. Everyone. Unless God will come and help you to solve your problems, you cannot do it on your own. So it's time to trust on Hashem. To trust on Hashem, it means to talk to Hashem. It means to ask Hashem, please guide me. Please let me count on you. Please teach me how I'm supposed to count on you. Exactly what I should do. And to do it. And to go with that power and to do more for Hashem Yitbarach. I am a live example for that thing. This is why I can speak with you and this is why my words are entering into your hearts, because I'm keeping the words that I'm telling you. If I would be a liar, you would sit here now in class and you would say to yourself, you're just talking nonsense. It's another Breslev El Meshuga. I can't hear those nonsense. But because you can see on me my honesty, and it is my honesty, because I was really throwing myself on Hashem Yitbarach, and this is how I made it until today. dedicating my life to Avodat Hashem. My wife told me, I can't understand it. You're a Baal Tshuva for 16 years and you haven't become religious. Nothing works on you. Nothing affects. She said, you were crazy and you're always going to stay crazy. So I told her, it's because I was never looking for no religion. I was looking for the truth. I was looking for the Creator. And I'm still looking for the Creator. I'm not looking for religion. I'm not looking for a hobby or for an occupation or a job. Or I'm looking for the Creator. Where is Hashem? That's what I need. That's what I want. My wife and I, we have such a complex relationship. We have so many things involved in our relationship. But we decided that we're going to stand up by each other as best friends, no matter what will happen, because we found what that was connecting us. We found the love. So we decided that we're going to go through this lifetime together. And nothing going to separate us, because that we are doing as much as we can to stay together for good, forever. So all of the crises and all of the difficulties and all of the problems and all of the weaknesses and all of the doubts and all are not breaking our spirit, because our spirit is beyond the physicality of this world. And if you connect yourself like that to things, to the Torah, to relationship with people, to friendship, to Avat Israel, to the Holy Land, to whatever that you desire to connect yourself to, with pure love, with pure passion for the truth, nothing in the world will stop you. Nothing. Is there a difference between the God that was redeeming Nachshon ben Aminadav and opening the sea for him, from that God that was making wonders for Moshe Rabbeinu, from that God that was protecting Avraham Avinu, jumping into the fire, saving Daniel from the lion's den, saving Eliyahu Navi, saving all of the righteous people from all of what? Is there a difference between that God to our God? It's the same God. So what's the difference between you to Eliyahu Navi? What's the difference between you to Moshe Rabbeinu? That he was righteous? That he was pure and you're impure? I will tell you that if you would ask Moshe Rabbeinu, are you pure? He will tell you, I'm the worst one in the world. Ask Eliyahu Navi, who are you? He'll tell you, I'm the worst one of them all. Ask Avraham Avinu, who are you? The Midrash is saying. Midrash is saying that Avraham Avinu said, I am the tiniest creation of the Creator. Moshe Rabbeinu told himself that he was lower than Bilam HaRasha. Righteous people are humble people. Humble people are not silly, are not stupid. How can it be that Moshe is so holy, so high, so fantastic, and he thinks that he's the worst creation in the world? What, is he crazy? No. He's just humble. He's just realizing that if Hashem will not going to help him, he is the worst creation in the world. He is. The only reason why he's holding in purity and holiness is because that he's got tons of siyata dishmaya, help from heaven. That's the only reason that he's holy. Because Hashem, he cares, and Hashem helps, and Hashem is kind, and Hashem is loving. So why that Hashem will not going to show the same mercy on you, on me? Why do you think that Hashem will choose, will prefer one of his children on top of the other? That's the loving kindness of the Almighty, of the Creator? That He will choose one of His children to love Him more than another one? Yaakov was punished on showing more love on Yosef than on the rest of the children. He was punished with Yosef. So you think that Hashem Yitbarach will show more love on Moshe, more love on Avraham than on you? No. Just we are not holding Hashem Yitbarach as a loving father enough like that Moshe was. So we are not opening ourselves for those redemptions, for those salvations. But when you will count on Hashem, like King David was counting on Hashem, kindness is going to surround you. Like that kindness was surrounding King David. Like that kindness was surrounding Moshe Rabbeinu. Just trust on Hashem. Believe in yourself that you're enough, that God will love you, that Hashem will care about you, and then you will see wonders. I promise to you. And I am the man of miracles and all of that connected to money. Why? Because I'm a billionaire? No. Because I am able to give my last dime, my last penny to a poor person and to count on Hashem Yitbarach that I'll have money tomorrow. Not because that I'm so rich. I'm not rich at all. I'm rich in actions. I'm rich in my understanding. I'm rich in my faith. I'm rich in my experience. I'm rich in midot. And Hashem never left me alone. And Hashem will never gonna. Hashem will always gonna help me. Because I will always gonna throw myself on Hashem. That's what I know. I have two left hands. I don't know how to work. Give me a basketball and tell me to run with it. I'm falling on my face. I'm not able to do two things together. This is why I'm not holding the mic. So I know how to talk. I'm talking. Women, they know how to do a few things together. I'm not a woman. I'm proud to be a man. Disabled. He was another man. Can't do two things together. What can we do? Say the truth and connect yourself to the Creator and you will see wonders. And it's not hard. It's not in heaven. It's not across the sea. It's not behind the highest mountains. It's to count on Hashem. It means to speak with Hashem. It's to ask from Hashem Yitbarach, give me advice. Tell me what really I need to do with my life. Guide me. Please teach me. Please let me know what you want me to do. And then Hashem will open your eyes to see and to recognize and to understand where your salvation will grow from. From where your salvation will grow. You will see it with your own healthy eyes. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon. Chazak uvaruch. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch. We gave you those envelopes. You're more than welcome to help us. Please sign your emails also as well and names for prayers. If you can please help us with donations, with support. Those tours are very super expensive. We need your help. We're reaching out to thousands of people. More than 50,000 people every month are watching the videos of those wonderful classes. Hashem Yitbarach is so kind and so nice to help us that we opened a center in Jerusalem, and in that center we're working and teaching and guiding people how to do tshuva. We have over 10 families that made Aliyah and joined us in Jerusalem in the Emunah Center. We're supporting those families, helping them, supplying for them work and food and rent. We're on our way tomorrow, flying to Colombia, Bogota. Over there we're going to open an Emunah Center. Our first center outside of Israel will be in Colombia, Bogota. I wonder that happens tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. And after that, hopefully, we're going to open a second branch in Canada, Toronto. Bezrat Hashem, we have a lot of Siyata Dishmaya working on it with all of our powers. You're more than welcome to be the third one. Hashem will bless you. Hashem will give you the power, will give you the wisdom to believe in yourself, to be humble, and to understand that your salvation depends in the loving kindness of the Creator. It means to believe that He loves you an unconditional love. And if you will just ask, you will be answered. Thank you very much. Chazak uvaruch.
In this world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator, to remember that it's all Him, never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.